Alright guys, welcome to Sales Pitch. Right now I gotta use my phone because my computer's not set up yet, but it will be. We're talking about climate change, guys. Is it all bullshit or not? It doesn't seem like the definition for humanity is that everybody but corporations gotta deal with it. Oh, it's a human problem, not a corporate problem. It's not GM, Ford, Chrysler, or Toyota, or Honda. These big, huge corporations that build cars that consume the human activity that causes climate change. Like coal, oil, and gas. All these producers that have to build these cars, build solar panels as well, all use coal, oil, and gas. So, I think it's bullshit. For the last, they say, 1800s, that our activity is the main driver of the climate change. I say it's not all us. And I say it's all bullshit. Because it doesn't seem like, let's put one thing in perspective here. Let's make things real simple for you, GM. Let's make things simple for Mr. Ford that created it, created the car industry for everybody pretty much. But they did have electric cars first. Would electric cars really be the answer? Absolutely not. You know why? Because right beside my yard, there are over 1,000 GM cars with no computer chips in them. That's how they make them today. Until they need computer chips, they get them in, and then they put the cars on the road. Doesn't seem like to me that GM, Ford, and Chrysler, well, at least American companies, are stop producing cars that create the problem. And now that we have remote jobs that we can do at home, why is the EPA not shutting them down? Saying, oh, well, we need to stop consuming so much oil producing and gas producing and coal producing production for humanity. We got to shut it all down. Okay, now, they do say in the new study, some shifts can be natural due to changes in the sun's activity or large volcanic eruptions which have been hitting the planet more lightly than natural. So what is the real culprit here now? Is it all man, or is it all earth, or is it all sun? We don't know. We just know that we're here. But the heat-trapping gases are real. But we don't know how to control it. We know what the causes are, apparently. It's carbon dioxide, nitrous oxide, methane, chlorocarbons. And, well, of course, we got a natural one is water vapor. We need the water vapor to cool the planet, okay? Evidence shows current warming cannot be explained by the sun. The sun's activity is different because the sun is the ultimate weapon here. What is it that now can change it forever? What are three things about climate change that we could fix? How can we fix climate change? Well, here's what they say. It's our fault now. I'm at my house and save energy at home. How am I supposed to do that? Okay? Walk, bike, or take public transportation. Really? Public transportation still uses gas. It's not electric. Oh, buy an electric car is what it says. Okay, Tesla. I have to cough up all the money to save the planet. That makes no sense to me, guys. Because GM, Ford, Chrysler, we got Toyota, we got Honda, we got Hyundai, all producing all these gasoline cars for the whole world, and they want me to buy an electric car. Because they say it's bad for the environment for me, the public, you and me, to buy a car to drive around as gasoline. So I guess I gotta walk, right? Throw away less food. Reduce or reuse, repair, or recycle stuff. Oh, like plastic bags? We have a plastic bag, basically, crisis on our hand. And nobody's not using plastic bags anymore, even though it's getting in the ocean, it's getting in our water supply. All this plastic is breaking down and messing up the planet. So it's more than just cars. Change your home's resource of energy. Like what? Oh, LED bulbs? Yeah, they do help reduce my electric bill, but they do not help with one thing, where the energy comes from, which is oil and coal producing energy, okay, or water. In my case, it's pretty much coal. Change your home's source of energy. How am I supposed to do that? Put solar panels on my house? That's only going to reduce my cost. It's not going to change the fact that where the energy comes from, and that's coal producing or oil producing electric engines that give us power to the cities. None of that is really changing. I mean, there is some solar and wind, but it's not enough. We need all of it. Switch to electric vehicles. I like that one. Like, it's my problem if I don't switch right now. When there's 1,000 cars right in front of my house, right by the GM dealer. GM, I'm sorry, I'm in Lansing, Michigan, where there's a huge GM plant, and I'm right there, right beside it, guys. I don't see GM in that plant shutting down anytime soon because they tell me that I need to change how I do things. No, the big producers that give us the things for us to change need to change. The EPA need to shut every motor vehicle down to save the planet. Was that gonna do anything to other countries that we have no say what they do with? Absolutely not. So, why exactly does climate change do? What does it do to us? Climate change is global warming, is what they say, but refers to a broader range of changes. Look, guys. I don't think Antarctica, Greenland, and the Arctic Circle and the shifts in our planet is going to help what we've already done to it. I just think if we really want to change, we got to shut down GM, we got to shut down Ford, we got to shut down all the car manufacturers in the world and have our government just give us all a Tesla. That's the only way. And stop burning oil producing energy that consumes our planet. They want to break it down for us, but nobody really wants to do anything about it. I don't see anybody just shutting their shit down and ending it right now. And we all go back to living off the land. And that's the real truth. The truth here is, the only way to make it stop is to stop driving our cars every day. Stop going to work every day to make and pro stop working for the companies that produce all these carbon burning mechanisms, including solar panels. Solar panels need all the big energy to produce them. Same with electric cars, Mr. Tesla. The Elon Musk and the other electric cars that GM and Ford and all the other automakers make, they all still need the big energy to produce electric cars and the batteries. They're just not going to make themselves. There's nothing you can do about it, guys. Absolutely nothing. Humanity and the biggest, farthest lie that I can see is our bullshit, is more bullshit and more bullshit. And nobody wants to really do anything to help the environment. When we're the ones fucking it all up for everybody, thank you very much. That's the truth. And the simple truth is, nobody is doing anything about it. I don't see anybody shutting everything down to save humanity, do you? Or save climate, do you? Nope. We're just going to keep on getting more tornadoes and more worst weather. We're going to get bigger and bigger hurricanes every year. Big enough hurricanes to the take the whole planet over, and more forest fires, and more ice melt on in Greenland and Antarctica and the Arctic Circle. It's going to be an ongoing problem until humanity says, oh, well, we better go back to living, you know, in huts and forget technology. No more smartphones, no more computers, no more producing things. We better go just live off the land and go back to living in small little groups of communities like the Indians used to do. Okay? But, you know, I don't think we can move forward. So the newest thing that they're trying to do is we don't care about the environment no more because we have AI. Yes, AI is going to change everything. AI is a savior. It's a new god. AI is a new god. We are now the god of AI. We are producing a new type of life so we don't have to worry about what the planet says about humanity. Yes, we're going to put artificial intelligence like cyborgs and robots on the planet because they're not flush. They don't have to worry about the environment, what the planet does at the moment. You know, so I believe that eventually, and that's what they want. They want humanity to be AI. They want to change it. Because as long as they keep producing cars, they need to make money. They don't care about, hey, we are the numbers that they need to make that money. We need to work for them to make that car happen. And we need to make all that money for the change. So we don't have to, so when a change does change, it's too late for us to do anything about it because we are the guinea pigs. We've always been the guinea pigs for the big corporations. Even though we work for them, but hand and fist goes down, it doesn't really matter. Look, in the end is the end, and we all die. And if nothing's going to change, then I'm not going to worry about it no more. So you know what? Maybe I'm just going to go back and start driving a 1970 Eldorado, okay? That doesn't have all this computer bullshit in it. It does suck gas down, though. It gets 9, 10 miles of the gallon, 11 at best. But since no one cares, oh, we want to get these gas-guzzling cars off the road. The EPA isn't doing shit. Nobody's doing anything about the cars. 8,000 cars go down my road every day with gasoline cars. What's the difference what I drive? Nobody's doing anything about it. And, oh, cash for clunkers, all that bullshit. Nobody cares. Don't worry about the car that doesn't have apps and smart shit in it. I'd rather go back to a simple car, be honest with you, because nobody's changing the fact that the cars are still on the damn road. Period. Right, guys? There you go. Thank you very much. Sales pitch out, guys. I'm your host, Keith, and I speak about these realities, these simple realities, all the time. Because we need to talk about it. And the simple truth is, I don't want you, my followers, or anybody that comes to my podcast to give a shit about what the environment's going to do because there's nothing anybody going to do about it until humanity is off the planet. That's why we want to go to Mars. We want another planet to screw up. But until we have the technology to actually get to Mars, which is we're far out from it, we can barely get off the planet and go to the moon. We can go to a space station, but that's easy. Easier than going to the moon. So we got it. Now AI's in place. It's like instead of sending us to the moon, humanity to the moon, trying to find a new planet to live on, because we've screwed up this one so bad, we only have a million years to fix it, or humanity's going extinct. That's what they say. Now, I don't know what scientists in my lifetime are going to prove, because there's nothing to prove right now. So anything in front of us, guys, there's nothing we can do about it. But AI is supposedly going to help out. In what way? I don't see anybody in surrogate suits yet. Do you? Oh, I'm sorry. The air quality's bad. Now we can't breathe. That can happen to us in our lifetime. That we all end up, we're all going to end up in space suits on the planet Earth real soon. If things get worse because we're not going to have any trees on the planet because the planet's heating up to the point where the shit's starting to burn. That's a big concern. But I don't know about you, GM, Ford, Chrysler, Honda, Toyota. I think your time is to make the decision now, not the people. It's your decision to shut it all fucking down and save the goddamn planet, assholes. Until then, I don't give a fuck, and I don't want humanity to give a shit. I don't want my neighbor to give a shit, and I don't want my listeners to give a shit. So stop your fucking whining and drive your goddamn car to work every day and put the cheap or expensive gas in it. I don't care, and I don't want nobody to complain. Blah, 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 news. The whole state of California is going to go up in flames if we don't change real soon. Not my problem, state of California. It's your problem. Because you know what? It's not my fault that you guys want to try to produce energy-efficient cars there. You think your shit don't stink. And it don't. It stinks everywhere, California. So I don't give a shit. And I don't want nobody to give a fuck. Buy the cheapest, loudest car in the fucking road and drive that thing to work every day and don't give a shit because nobody else does. GM don't care. Nobody cares because the big corporations are the problem anyway. All right? They're the ones that need to shut down, not us. See you later.